When the Rambam questions what exactly is the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Dalet, it is Yiras HaOmesh. Part of our principles of faith in Kar Yemunah, we believe that nothing is random, nothing is capricious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out Schar and Onesh to the exact detail. And therefore, the Rambam writes that this is the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Yiras HaOmesh. When you look in the Rambam, in Perek Beis Halach Aleph, the book of Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam writes something quite different. Eichi haderech lavosu l'irasa. What is the path of attaining Yiras Hashem? The Rambam writes, kishi yizbonein adam. You take a step back. Look at everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Look at everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. It elicits a sense of absolute awe. Kamo shamar David, soma nafshi l'elokim l'kelkan. The Rambam makes no mention whatsoever of Schar and Onesh. The Rambam writes, Yiras Harumus. You're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you're awestruck. And that is the definition of Yira. You know that an obvious question, that why does the Rambam have a dual emphasis? Why in Sefer HaMitzvos Yiras HaOnesh, in Yad HaChazak Yiras HaRomos? And you know, for those who learn the Rambam well, it's not really enough to argue that there are two paths, but a more specific question. You know, the placement of the Rambam. When you learn the Rambam, it's not really what the Rambam says, but where the Rambam says. We have a Masorah, Chaim Volozhin arrives in Chut HaMeshulosh, in Simen Yud, that the Iker Liman HaRambam is Drishas HaSmuchim, where the Rambam places Halacha. So many shiurim based on the exact placement that you find within the writings of the Rambam. I often tell my Talmidim, it's not really what Chaim Volozhin is doing. It's a Gemara Nivomas, and Abdal. The Gemara discusses the concept of Esigotolosis. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara says very simply, because of the juxtaposition of the Parsha of Tzitzis and the Parsha of Sadness. The Gemara says, but it's smoothing. And Rabbi Yehuda is not Dorish smoothing. So the Gemara answers, Afilu man lo Dorish smoothing ba'alma. The Mishnah Torah Dorish. You learn the Rambam. Yeah, Dorish. Placing the Rambam. That's absolutely critical. And therefore, a simple question. Two different models of Yira. But why does the Rambam place Yiras HaOmesh in Sefer HaMitzvos, Yiras HaRomos in Yad HaChazak? If one were to ask me, what exactly is the basis of the Rambam? Perhaps it begins with the Machlokes Tanayim, the Sugim Sofim, the Daf Beis. The Gemara tells us the following, that Shimon HaAmsun, or Nechemya HaAmsun, today is in the Gemara, was Dorish every S of the Torah. An incredible, incredible feat. You begin with Sefer Bereishis, every S is the basis of the Drasha. All of a sudden, Shimon HaAmsun came to Parshas Ekev, Dvarim, Perek Yud, Es Hashem Elokei Fatira, and Shimon HaMsuni was studied. How can you be Dorish? How can you include any other being in Yiras Hashem? And therefore, incredible. Shimon HaMsuni turns to his Talmidim, that Geshem Shemekablin Skarla Ladrisha, Kat Mekablin Skarla Ladrisha. I was wrong. He had a thousand drushas of S. But one didn't quite fit. The Torah Hashem is flawless. The Torah Hashem is absolutely perfect. Torah Hashem to me. There cannot be one exception, one iota that doesn't fit that Hakasha Hashem. Can't be. And therefore, if one is out of place, that's an indicator that there's a fallacy in the entire approach. Amazing. You know, in today's society, we speak of intellectual integrity. Shimon HaMsuni. 1,000 rushes, 1,000 shirim, one doesn't fit, and Mekabin Sar Alabrisha. That's something that's incredibly, incredibly striking. You know, sometimes Talmidim tell me they learn a sukkah. You have two kashas on the Gemara, Three kashas on Tosfos, four kashas on the Rambam. I tell the Talmud, you don't have two kashas on the Gemara. You don't have three kashas on Tosfos. You don't have four kashas on the Rambam. I have two rayas from the Gemara, and three rayas from Tosfos, and four rayas from the Rambam that you don't know, John. There are no kashas in there. No kashas. They're rayas. And when you know Pshat, you'll have four rayas from the Rambam. But that's true. We don't have kashas. You know, you come across in learning a kasha that the Rishonim didn't ask. Your mission statement is not to answer that question. It's to explain why the Rishonim did not raise such a kasha. Because after all, Masoda, Torah Hashem Tmino, it's flawless, it's perfect. It recognizes that if there's one that doesn't fit, it cannot be. All of a sudden, Rabbi Akiva responds, Es Hashem Lokefetir, the Rabbi's family. Simple drasha. He can't help but wonder that why was Shimon Hamsun be stoned at Es Hashem Lokefetir? Maybe you can phrase the question differently. Before you get to Es Hashem Lokefetira, the parsha of creation, the after Es Hashem Lokefet, that S didn't bother Shimon Hamsun. There was a reason, but not when it comes to Es Hashem Lokefetira. The Rosh Hashanah alludes to the following, that Shimon Hamsun apparently understood Yira as Yira Sa'onish. Onish. Schar and Onish is uniquely the domain of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is not directly the role of Itam et Vavim. How can you argue Es is the Rabbah's Tamidei Chacham when it comes to Yiras HaOnesh? What is the drush of Rabbi Yiras HaRomis? Yiras HaRomis. Here it's not really Schar and Onesh, but the awe that one perceives. And even though obvious, Es Hashem Lokefetira, but on a much, much more limited scale. And maybe the starting point of this possible Yevrasha are these two Havdaras of the Rambam, two different paths toward Yiras Hashem. Why does the Rambam write one and say from its house, the other in Yara Chazaka? One could suggest the following. When you look in Parsha Seike, the Torah says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shokalim. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks? Asks the Haflo, the Parim Yafos, is bothered. Since when is Yiras Hashem a she'el, a request, a bakash? She'el is a demand, a mitzvah, of Es Hashem Lokefetir. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu request of us? Shmira Shabbos, Taras HaMishpacha, Kashrus. These are not requests. These are demands. Why does the Pasuk tell us, Ma'ashem Elkecha Sholim? The Haflah doesn't cite the Rambam, but the Haflah writes there must be two tiers. There must be a mandate, the Chiyuv, and there must be a She'ela, a Bakasha. You know, perhaps one could suggest, that's Pshat Rambam. And Sefer HaMitzvos is the mitzvah, the Chiyuv, of Es Hashem Elkecha Tira. The chiyuv, the mitzvah mugderes, that is schar and onesh. But there's a she'ela, there's a bakash. That's the Rambam in Helpless Yisod HaTorah. The Rambam is not dealing with the root mitzvah of, but Yisod HaTorah. What is it that captures the essence of an Eben Hashem? And that is that the fulfillment of the mitzvah HaTorah is not a function of schar and onesh, but rather the she'im of the bakasha of Ma'ashem Lokefa, show me. And that is something critical. The placement of the Rambam is stunning. The mitzvah, yes, that begins with, but there's an expansion. The Yisole HaTorah is understanding the concept of Romans. And there is the Rambam's Tamir Chachamim. You find the same dichotomy when it comes to Abbas Hashem. You look in the Rambam and say, from Mitzvos and Mitzvah Gimel, how is it that you attain Abbas Hashem? The Rambam writes, Esek Batorah, Shmiras HaMitzvos, Lilmo Lulameh, Lishmor Velasos, That is Avas Hashem. You look in that very Rambam, Beis Avot, Yesodi HaTorah. Eichi HaDerech Lavosu Lirasa. The Rambam writes again, Yizbon in Adam. You take a step back. Look at everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is created. Hashkafa Protis, Hashkafa Hashem. That elicits an incredible sense of Avot. How do you understand the two tiers? You know, you look in the terminology of the Rambam, it's striking. What we have in Sefer HaMitzvos is Lilmod Olamei Lishma Balasos is the Ava HaMechlieres. That's the mandate of Rambam. You look in Ofos Tshuv in Rambam, the Rambam speaks about the Ava HaRe'uya, the appropriate Ava. That same distinction. There's a level of Avas Hashem which is mandated, and that is Isak Batorah, Shmiras HaMitzvos. But then there is the appropriateness of Yeshiyas Bonin Adam. You take a step back, you recognize everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and love for its provoke. And that should elicit the sense of absolute Yiras HaRom, Sinai. Where did the Rambam get this? The dual notion of Avas Hashem. Where do you see that this is true? If someone were to ask me, if you want to know what is Avas Hashem in Kabbalah Samach Shamayim, where exactly do you look? I would tell you there's a single address. Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. We begin via Afra. And if you want to know how Chazal understood Kabbalah Samach Shamayim and Avas Hashem, you know where you should look? I think the answer is this. Chazal were koveya Birchos creation. Birchos creation. And if you want to know what the essence of Kabbalah Sofam Shayim and the Ahafa is, assess, analyze Birchos creation. I'll tell you the following lala. We all know. A Safik Daraisa is the Chumash. Sveik Adrabam, Rafas Kafalev is Lukuda. So a person has a suffix and a mitzvah, repeat, lachum. A suffix and a bracha, don't repeat. Don't repeat the bracha. What about the following? A person has a suffix and a mitzvah, daraisa, is obligated to repeat. Do you make a bracha on sveika daraisa lachum? If this would have been a suffix bracha, you don't repeat. This is a suffix mitzvah. Once it's a suffix mitzvah, do you recite a bracha on sveika daraisa lachum? The Rambam weighs in on this question in five different places. Four verses one. In four places, the Rambam writes, we always split the Sufik Mitzvah from the Sufik Bracha. The Rambam writes the following. Perek Gimel of Tzitzis. If there's a Sufik regarding an individual that's obligated in Tzitzis, the Rambam writes, Tumtum and Drognes. They're obligated to dam tzitzis because sveika daraisa l'chumra, but you don't recite a bracha. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Hilchos Smicha, you have a suffix regarding the smicha. You're obligated to resolve that suffix, sveika daraisa l'chumra, but don't make a bracha on that mila because suffix brachos is l'hakka. The Rambam writes in Perek Yedal l'chadal l'chofah shlita, you perform shlita v'koi. Safek chayah, safek behemah. What do you do when it comes to kisei adam? The Rambam writes, sarach lachasos ve'enu mevarech. Kisei yes, but bracha no. And then that famous Rambam, Erech Vavah Bofa Sukkah, Yeshiva v'sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. Why is it? The Gemara tells us that Mesav Yosef, Rosh Hashanah Mevarechinan. Because for the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, Asveka Daraisa. The bracha on yeshiva, we split. We treat the suffix mitzvah and the suffix bracha. Is halachu halachu? And the writer disagrees. All of a sudden, the Rambam, when it comes to Chos Kriyashma, the Perek Beis, halachu yikim. The Rambam writes, Sari Vesugya, brachos, kafiralu, suffix para Kriyashma, suffix lo kara, chozer vekore, umevarech lefanal achre. Stunning. Repeat Kriya Shema together with the Torah. Together with the Torah. And in store for the Lord. Why exactly is that? Let me ask you the following. If a person has a suffering regarding their kasamas, he eats, he lays here, a full meal, he satiates. Say the Darius of Khumri, he has to mention it. How much of benching does he recite? Should I only recite a skeletal birkas ha-mazon to be yotzi benching, but nothing more? What about the bracha atova meitir? A takana of chach me'avne? Mechavis mefurish, kuchte galen. You recite the entirety of birkas ha-mazon. Because birkas ha-mazon for us is birkas ha-mazon together with the nusach that the chachamim have established. We don't argue that Sveika Daraisa of Chumrin benching is Daraisa only that really that's necessary. The mitzvah, Bishleimusa, of Birkas HaMazon is what we have, is Birkas HaMazon. And the Sveika Daraisa of Chumrin requires that you mention its totality. The Rambam apparently understood the following. In a typical Birkas HaMitzvah, we'll split off Olochud Vaholochud. We'll split the mitzvah from the bracha. Not when it comes to Birkos Kriyashma. Birkos Kriyashma is similar to Birkos HaMazon in the sense that is the mitzvah Kriyashma definished. Kriyashma u Birkos Em. Not just simply this is Kriyashma and the brachos are ancillary, secondary, Birkos HaMitzvah on the mitzvah Kriyashma. I had bought a writer from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes the following Kiddush. A person can't be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. They did more school. Rishami raised the following subject. What is the Shira Hesed? Is it Kriya Shema or is it Kriya Shema Uber Kosev? Maybe that's the Shir of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema Bishmimus is Kriya Shema together with its brachos. So I will tell you clear. If you want to know what is the essence of Kabbalah Samach Ushamani, you want to know what is the essence of Abba Sashem? You don't have to look so far. If Chazal were Kovei of Birkos Kriyashma, and Birkos Kriyashma are part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, where we assume Chos are the Kore, and Mavarech Lefanel Achrav, that is the greatest in it. Birkos Kriyashma. What is the theme of Birkos Kriyashma? You begin, Yotzer Or, Mavarech Oshem, Yotzer Moros. What does Yotzer Or have to do with Kabbalah Samach Ushamayim? What does that have to do exactly with Abba Sashem? You know what the answer is? The Rambam, birthdays of the Sisaria Torah. Heichi Haderech, Lavos Lirosa, Kishi Yisvon Enam. Look at everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that elicits an incredible sense of Abba. An incredible sense of Kabbalah Samach Ushamayim. Is that enough? Yotzer Or Rechosh, Yotzer Moros, that more naturalistic approach to Abba Sashem, Chazal Kovei, a second breath of books. Aharab, Abba Zol, Lilma, Lulam, Lishmur, Balasis. That is the tool to be able to attain Kabbalah Samach Ushamayim, Abba Sashem. The two brachos of Birkos Kriyashma, I would suggest parallel, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, and the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah. Esek, Batorah, Shneiras HaMitzvos, of course, but the dimension of Kishi is Boninam, and both are absolutely essential in order to be able to understand the concepts of Kabbalah Samach Ushamayim. I'll tell you what I think, it may be somewhat technical, but an amazing machlokes. Shema Yisrael's Kabbalah Samach Ushamayim. What phrase in Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Samach Ushamayim? If you look in Avudraham, Hashem Elokim. You look in Sefer Achina, Tov Yizayim, Hashem Elokim. I will tell you that that reflects these derivatives. When we think about the sense of Hashem Elokim, our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what that means. That is Lomu, Lame, Lishma, Balasas, the same Chalkeinu, the Son of Secha, our unique relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem Elokeinu. When we think about Kishis Bonei Adam, Yotzer Or Hashem, that speaks to Hashem above. The sense that there's harmony in everything that exists in this world. A recognition that everything is a function of Chachma Sabarim. And therefore, perhaps according to the Rambam, the dual ones, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is part of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, part of that sense of Abba. I've often mentioned as title, Birchas Peretz, the Shabbos is Priya Satan. Why is it that the Rambam has a Abba Haruliyah? If this is so critical, why isn't the Rambam right that this is the mitzvah? Why is it that Mashem Lokecha Sholima? Why is there a dimension of She'ema when it comes to Avas Hashem in Yiras? The Steifler just brings out a similar question. Why does the Torah contain Mili Dereshus? Why in these parashiyos? Not only a carbon chovah, but there's a carbon nidah. Why are certain parshios in the Torah not mandated but discretionary? Why is there a parsha of nazir that you're not obligated to, but a person has a right to opt in? A mitzvah such as truma. Must you give truma? Yes. How much? Chitafas, boteres, a sakri, a single grain. Beyond that, it's up to you. You know, the stifler writes, this woman. The Torah wants to cultivate the sense of absolute Allah. And if everything in life is mandated, a person only does that which he must because of Saran Onesh, it's going to be very difficult to develop, to cultivate the true sense of Allah. Ava, by definition, means that a person overreaches beyond. Imagine a person's attitude is, I'll only do that which is demanded of me, or nothing more. Well, you have a source of welcoming a future son-in-law into the mishpacha. Now, and you say you're going to treat my daughter well. He says, yes, but I'm only going to do that which is absolutely necessary and demanded. Let me out. That's the midas ha'ava. Only that which is mandated. Only that which is absolutely vital. Ava, by definition, requires overreach. Ava, by definition, requires a she'eva of akasha. Because it's in those areas that are discretion. A person goes to the Beis Hamikdash. He's not only offering a karban kaddish, a karban hashem. He's bringing an olas hadavar. And you turn to him and say, why? Because he sees avodas Hashem and avodas hakarbanos as a privilege, as an opportunity. A person is giving truma to hachit avas, way beyond, because he reveres the role of the coming and avodas hamikdash. A person opts to become a nazir, the shem shamayim, because he sees discretionary parshiyos and avodas Hashem in general as an opportunity. And here I will tell you, it's those discretionary acts speak volumes in terms of the essence of who a person is. And therefore, of course, there's the mandate of Avanir, but there's an element of Bakasha as well, of Mashem Lokecha, Shom. How could it be any different than the way that the Torah presents and the way that the Rambam talks? And Abba Mufriyevus, and Abba Harui. That Rush, I will tell you, is something that Tamidim can be zochen often with their relationship with the Rebbe. What we saw in the Rebbe was an amazing convergence, an amazing confluence of all areas of Torah. All areas of Kabbalah. The Avas Hashem can emerge through the Esek, the Torah, but also through the Yotzer Or, the Baruch Hashem, a master, not only of the Torah Hashem in a strict sense, but an unbelievable master of God. And the convergence, the confidence, is something that was absolutely striking. Because sometimes we're used to thinking that Torah and Chachma are at odds. But part of the Hashem means that this is Chachma Salori. How can it be at odds with that which is reflected in the Torah session? How can there be any space between the Luma Lamed and the Yotzer Or, the Borech Ocean? How can there be any contradiction between the Ava Mukhievis and the Ava Aruvim? And when you see that convergence, you see that confluence, it results in majesty of Romans. The Meiri writes, Mishlei, Ben Bachayim, Parshas Truma, that the menorah had many different branches, because each one represents an area of Chachma. Shar Chachma is contained in the menorah. But as I often mention, there's an addition, there's a caveat, miksha teyosa. You know when the Shar Chachma is legitimate and valid? When it sings with the Torah session. Whenever you read the Rav's writings, it's clear to the extent that Chachma reflects Chachma Sadore, it's of infinite value. And the confluence is amazing. To the extent that something is at odds with the Torah session, it's dismissed. It's dismissed. There's no independent legitimacy to Chachma other than a recognition, a function, a mixture of chaos. But when it emerges, it's something that's incredibly striking. You know, a sense of absolute yiras aromas. In the presence of Rosh Hashanah, and Shira beyond, you're struck with incredible aromas. I was thinking that Shabbos HaGadol, to speak about the concept, Mitzvah Bagyavera. It's a sugya that's close to my heart because I was a young boy in the Rosh Hashanah. I was doing that Tosis Samsan. Tosis is an oven and hack. Very, very complicated. And the Rav called on me to summarize the Tosis. And I thought, it's the dream of Amos. I'll admit that 35 years later, I'm beginning to get over that experience. But it was out of love, it was out of passion, but unbelievable discipline and rigor. And I would see how the Rav would interact with Talmidim, and he would interact with Balabatim. With Talmidim, when it came to learning, you're not doing the Talmud a favor by crediting him for that which is not deserved. You're not doing the Talmud a favor by allowing him to think that he can get by with anything short of Hasmata Atzuma and knowing the Tosfos backwards and forwards. And that was the expectation. And when a Rebbe makes such a demand, he rises to the occasion. We can debate to what extent is the Shmar Shalom Shma that you knew that if you weren't prepared, it would be very clear to you that you were ill prepared. I remember hearing the Shmar from Slavation in Boston. All of us would raise his hand and ask a question, and I would like hold my head and say, I can't imagine how the Rebbe is going to respond to this question. And the response was so loud. The response was unbelievable warmth, unbelievable encouragement. Because for a Talmud, there was an unbelievable expectation of the rigor, the rigor of the Torah. That's something that we saw. A
And yet, in other circles, the love of each member of Knesset Yisrael is something that is so apparent. It was a romance. Not mazal. I don't want to sound presumptuous, but, you know, part of our masala is a sense of mishtakun lanos. That, you know, that yiftach b'dor kishmul, you know, recognition that the chacham of today are not the chacham of old. I'm not going to come. But I can just tell you from my perspective, we were in the presence of the Rav. Our mindset was not yiftach b'dor kishmul. We saw that every Rav Soloveitchik would have been transplanted. The generation of Rabbi Kirei, the generation of itself, in early generations, he would have been recognized as the Torah. It wasn't because, compared to who we were, that Rav Soloveitchik emerged, but he recognized that this was an unbelievably unique gift. Span generations. You know, the Mishnah Eidos, the Beis Tais mentions that what it is that one receives from an earlier generation. The Mishnah tells us that one understands an appreciation of Nisper Hayam and the Fun of the Akeis, the Shalshelis and the Soul. BFL is that we're kind of understanding and speaking to us. The way Rabbi explained about focus was shown. The Shaman came to life. It was cleaner. A battle of Mohammed's and Abba Amor was an intellectual experience, but a religiously uplifting experience. And that's something that was unbelievable. Something that's difficult to describe, almost impossible to be able to have since Yerushalayim. I remember sitting in Boston in the summer shiur, and the Rebbe would give shiur in a very unusual way. When you listen to the shiur, you would think that it was a work in progress, because Rav Soloveitchik would fill the shiur as though he was learning the sugya for the first time. And therefore, he would work through it. The Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos and beyond, a bystander walking into the shiur might think that, you know, that is this shiur really so well prepared? Because it was like stepping blocks. How one would interpret every line of the Gemara. You know, of course, the Rav's hasmud and preparation, every nuance was worked out, but pedagogic. You know, when you present Talmidim with an absolute finished product, not teaching them to be able to develop the school, the skills, the tools, to be able to learn a subject. And therefore, you start from scratch, you start to develop. It was so common in the shiur. Rav Soloveitchik would stop and pause, almost being stuck on a particular kasha, all of a sudden later to reveal the magnificent teretz. And you saw the give and take. And you saw the simcha. Rav Soloveitchik would say that, I got it. I understand Pshat. Then I came to life. So I was fairly young, sitting there in the shiur. The weather on that day was absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Stormy. And then it was sunny and stormy and sunny. So I'm sitting there in the shiur. I'm not going to describe anything more to this other than what I'm going to tell you. But Rav Soloveitchik says, I have a difficulty understanding their own. Start thundering and lightning. And all of a sudden, it's like, but the Terrence is. All of a sudden, it's like, this is going on. This went on and on. Time and time and time. I turn to the person next to him. This is Yerushalayim. This is not Yerushalayim. Is it Romans? An unbelievable sense of convergence, passion, and humility of
hard for us to envision who the Gedolei Achronim and who the Rishonim were. It's hard for us to imagine who they were. The younger generation of Talmidim that are learning from the bane of a younger generation, hard to get a real sense of who they are. We saw the Rav gave you a sense of the battles of Tanan and Amor of Rishon. It was a lesson in Amun and Itav. It was a lesson in the sense of the Muslim of our Shoshal HaSamisal that came to life was so obvious in every aspect. Chelkei HaTorah, the Chelkei Abba. We live in a time where Torah Sashem is very decompartmentalized. You can have experts in the Chosh Mishpah. You can have experts in the Medea. You can have great Dikim where Iyun is not their focus. Great those who are tools of Iyun, but the panorama of the Torah Sashem is not necessarily a strength. You can have individuals who are great Lamdanim, but not great orders. Those who know every Sugya, but have difficulty conveying the Mitoshot Torah. Where do you see a merger, a convergence of all of those traits? A single individual. That's what we saw. That is the most important. Not merely an order, but the most compelling darshan. Not really aware of them. It always just amazed me that in secular fields, the Rav is recognized as being an ultimate expert in philosophy of those who are completely detached in the Torah session. Every field that he touched, he emerged as being the unparalleled child. And that, no doubt, is an incredible, incredible sense. It's also written in Baba Kama. And as Hashem Lekatatir, Rabba Tamei Hakam doesn't apply to every Kama. Generations are gifted with those models. And we had an unbelievable, unbelievable source. It behooves us to perpetuate that sense of the sort. It's a challenge, because without such a living role model, it's hard to be able to imagine. You know, we were only able to fathom Churban HaBayis and understand the tragedy of Tisha B'Av because we saw Rav Soloveitchik HaNevuah spending an entire day going through Alkinis. It wasn't merely that now we understood the kings, but it was an uplifting, religious experience. And I remember turning to those around, sitting next to Rabbi J.J. Schachter, who published much of what the Rav wrote during that time, with a certain sense of guilt that Tisha B'Av for us was an unbelievable moment to be able to see the Rav navigate all the people. Felt a little guilty. Felt, is this really appropriate for the day of We saw this in every facet of experience. That was our source. But those results, no doubt, an incredible, incredible challenge. To be able to convey who our Rebbe was, to our Talmidim, to the world at large. The Baruch Hashem, part of the Rav's legacy, Talmidim Lepaki. Talmidim is young. We have Baruch Hashem, the Latursky with us today, and the Chavim, we're together in Shir, Chavrusas. I'll tell you something I don't know if you'll admit to, but I once heard those Olechik speak about Rabbi Kuzma. And he said that he has the asma of the Bumka. Nothing more has to be said to understand what that means. But the Shashalas and the Sorrow is the
describe is palpable, something that we understood, that the Torah session can begin with the Ahava, which is mandate, the year of mitzvah, self-sarah, the Ahava of Ruhia, the sense of Romans, that's something that we're able to perceive. Thank all of you for coming, for being able to join us. It's wonderful, wonderful moment. It's a pleasure to call upon Rabbi Glasser, who was instrumental in arranging this morning's program, to be able to introduce Rabbi Torsich.
Sacks for the warmth with which he embraced our program today. And I reached out to him. Rabbi Sacks was, of course, a Rosh Yeshiva in our yeshiva for many, many years, for decades, a Talmud in our yeshiva. Sacks now is Marbitz Torah here, of course, in our community, as well as in other yeshivas. There are so many Talmudim from our yeshiva who are there now, who are graduates, many who live in this community and other communities. The main Talmidim of Rav Sacks, and it's so clear that the life of his Rebbe and the soul of the yeshiva remain so much a part of him, and so we really have tremendous hakaras hatov for that continued relationship, and it's very special to us, and we treasure it very much. The Rav comments that in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, noting the brachos that are given from Yaakov Avinu to Ephraim and Menashe, of the unique relationship that took place because Yaakov Avinu was in fact the very first Jewish grandfather. That each one of the others had the opportunity to perpetuate the Mesorah to their children, but that for Yaakov Avinu, there was a second generation that he had the chance to create that connection with. Rabbi Soloveitchik points out that there is a qualitative difference in the nature of the Mesorah that is given over from Rebbe to Talmud, or parent to child, and grandfather to grandson, grandfather to grandchild. That there is a certain nature of the Shalshalas HaMesorah that emerges when it's not simply teaching the next generation, but when concretizing the notion that it in fact is being passed down from generation to generation. And that there is something very special and very unique in what emerges in that relationship, the way in which that grandchild carries forth that Mesorah. So many of us have had the privilege to be Talmidim of Rav Twersky. Rav Twersky not only is someone who is the bearer of the Mesorah of his grandfather, of the Rav, in so many different ways, as a model of the Rav's brilliance, of the Rav's piety, of the Rav's breadth and depth, of his ability to provide so much hadracha to so many Talmidim, to maintain a relationship with so many Talmidim. And it's really a great privilege for us and a kavod for us to welcome him here this morning to speak about Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rav Twersky.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. I begin with an